Adamson?
Yeah.
Okay. It gets smaller every day. So the din of Yom Tov Harishon, Leil Yom Tov Harishon, the Gemara of Ayin Aleph says no, and the Gemara of Psalm Kuf Tes according to Shita Tosfos and the Mordechai Kuf Ches Amud Bey says yes. How do you get out of this problem? So one pshat is Midoraisa is a Mibuy, so Midoraisa is Anaf Ayin Aleph and the Rabbanu Kuf Ches Amud Bey. It's one simple answer. Obviously, we're talking about the Rabbanu. Arba Kaisis for Simchas Yom Tov. That's certainly the Rabbanu. So the whole thing might be the Rabbanu. That's one possible way out to answer the steer between Ayin Aleph and Aleph and Kuf Tes and Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Things between Doraisa and the Rabbanu. This is already very nice. You may recall that the Rif seems to have held that there's a din of Simcha Doraisa on the first night. Naks out of Elus. So it's a problem. So the Yafei and Ayin, which already says, Pesach is different. What are we saying? Other Leil Yom Tov, he says, you'll be potter, because not Chayv and Chagiga yet. As opposed to Pesach, where you're either Chayv and Chagiga Yudalad or Chayv and Korban Pesach, as the Tzlach said. So that's what some Mefarshim suggest. What about the nature, before we get back to the details, who exactly is Chayv? We spoke about it a little bit last time, that the Rambam says, has a different girsa on Kuf Tesim and Alf. There are many girsos. You can tell just by the Oz V'Hodah HaGos. What's our girsa? Chayav Odom L'Sameach Bonav U'B'nei Beisel B'Regel. The girsa is HaRambam. Well, let's see the Rach. Rach's in front of us. Chayav Odom L'Sameach Beisel B'Regel. Beisel presumably means his wife. Right? Whereas the Rambam says Bonav U'B'Nosav. No Beisel. Why? Rambam L'Shitoso. The Rambam holds Isha is chayav on her own. That's a siddur pshat Rambam perik aleph halach aleph in Uchas Chagiga. It's on the Mar Makomos. For time considerations, I'm not going to go into the whole Rambam and Meiser Kabbonis with the Lecha Mishnah. I'm sure if you saw it, you gained a lot. We just have to be very careful about spending our time these days. So the Rambam writes Noshim chayavas b'mitzvah zu, and as one of the big five, right? Remember the big five? One of them was simcha, means an independent obligation for the woman. Rambam Uchas Avodah Zarah. So therefore, his best gears over here is the Sameach Bonav Ubenosov. That, he's obligated to make them happy. The wife? No, it's her own private obligation. The wife is chayiv in simple, the same way she's chayiv in Kiddush and chayiv in Matzah. It's her own obligation, nothing to do with her husband. This is the reason why the Rambam's gears over here, Bonav Ubenosov and Sefer Mitzvahs Hasei, Nun Dalet, fits in better. If you have the girsa B'nei Beso or Beso, you get an impression of Isha Baila Misamcha, which is the Machlokas in the Gemara. And there's a Ravid over here. The Ravid says, Lo B'Korban, by Noshim, Ela B'Simcha. What does that mean? Shetismach Imbala, Shetala Imo, V'hu Yisameach Osa. I read to the Rashi in Kiddushin, says V'Samachta means V'Simachta. I had a different pshat. That in order for the husband himself to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha, he has to make others happy. We already spoke about it in Hilchos Megillah, right, Purim, and we had it in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Vav, by Yomim Tovim. The same word over here. According to this opinion, the man is obligated to make his wife happy, Isha Bala B'Samcha, not so that he should be able to be happy. It's not enough to make your Aniyim happy. You have to be, like charity begins at home. So be Misameh, others begin at home. You can check out the Torah web. It just came out this week. That's this Yisod. That's how I understood it. Fine. Rabosai, this is as far as this detail is concerned. Now, we had a question. What is Simcha extend to? There's a Russian brachas, which says something amazing in the seventh parak, Simcha of Gimel. Get an impression from the Rosh that you have to wash on Yom Tov, Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. To wash. That's a big chiddush. On a simple level, there's no such thing. Washing, you have to wash because of Oneg Yom Tov. Simcha has to do with Bosa, with Yayin. But the Russians, if you take the Russian face value, he says even having a full suit, including Lechem, is included in the mitzvah of Simcha. Once we're discussing what Simcha is, Rambam writes in Perek Beis, in Luchas Chagiga, Halacha Yud, Yotzin Yisrael Yedechov Hashem Yisimcha Ben Adorma Ben Adovas V'maisa Behema V'akohanim B'chatas V'oshim B'chor B'choza B'shok. That's in Kuf An Ayin Aleph. Shemitzvah Zui Lasmoach B'achilas Bos L'fnei Hashem V'aryochlu Aval Ein Yotzin Yedechov Hashem Lo B'ofos V'lo B'mnochos She'ena Boser Amasameach. Even chicken, as I said before, that's not, you know, red meat, Rabosai. Red meat. There's a Rambam in Perek Yud, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, based on the Gemara and Masechta Pesachim, on the Ayin and Ayin Aleph. Okay, so the question is going to be, how does that affect us today? If you want to falshit a Rambam and have basar, must it be red meat, or could it even be chicken? That's the discussion we have to talk about. Fine. So let's go right to it right now and analyze this mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, Bizman Habayis, Bizman Hazeh. So Rabosai, it's relevant to Arba Kosis as well. I'm trying to discuss the interface first, because as we mentioned before, the Tois and the Mordechai link Arba Kosis to what? To Simchas Yontif. So what does it mean? So if you open up your Mishnah Berurah, please, to discuss what is considered to be the proper Yayin for Arba Kosis. Take a look, please, in Tuf Ayin Beis. We saw this a little bit last week, which is time to chazer it again. Tuf Ayin Beis. We saw the Bar Hetev Sivkotin Tesvov, Kosav Ataz, the Bemalkam Shein Yayin Motzu Yishta Meit Simukim. Meit Simukim is clearly non-alcoholic, presumably the equivalent of grape juice today. And the Prichodesh, I read to you last time, end of Siman Tov Pei Gimel, some say you're not Yotze at all, it's not Misameach, and the Arba Kosis is for Simcha. So the Prichodesh says no, and point the fact you are Yotze. Why? Like Yayin Chai, that the Ran says, although the Gemara is enough Kuf Chesem Advais, Yayin Chai, what does it say over the Yayin Chai? Yayin Chai, Yidei Yayin Yotze, Dei Cheiris Lo Yotze, that's only a Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor, says the Ran. So he buys into the Ran Shita completely, and says, you're not Yotze Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor, so there's every clear, see one thing. The Chatchila should have wine and not grape juice. That's what the Taz says, that's what the Prichodesh, you're Yotze, Yotze. The question is why the Shulchan Aruch not discuss this at all. And he says the Prichodesh, you know why? Because he Yotze. So he didn't bother saying anything. The question, of course, becomes why didn't he say it? After all, for mitzvah, at the very least, for mitzvah min hamufkar, you're not supposed to have yayin chai. So it's a big question why the Shulchan Aruch left it out. He should have told you the din of mitzvah min hamufkar. You can tell over in a nishba. He says maimini, then in brackets tur, but there's no Shulchan Aruch. It's left out. Hello davar. We're not exactly sure why the mechaber left it out. He should have at least told us that the chatchila should have wine, which is misameach, which presumably would exclude meitzimukim or grape juice. It's a cool kasha why it's not found in the Shulchan Aruch. The pre-chodesh kasha. His answer is because you're yotze. But he should have told you, according to the brisker of it's worse. You're not even yotze cheres at all. The way according to the Rambam, it's not just a mitzvah and a mufka. Okay, so he doesn't follow the Rambam. I can understand that. But at least, even following the other Rishon, we should at least say, the Mechaber should say somewhere, Mitzvah Nemuchah should have something which is Misamech. Rabosai,
if someone didn't enjoy wine...
Oh, so let's talk about that now. So we have over here, and the Kuf Chesem and Beis, Echad Chodosh V'Echad Yoshin. So Rashi, Yoshin is better. We saw the Gemara Ayin Aleph from an Aleph. Right? So Yayin Yoshin is clearly, you know, presumably means fermented, as opposed to Yayin Chodesh, which is not. Frek the Mordechai. I think we saw this, we'll see it again. The Mordechai here on our daf has what they call Tosus and Perek Avei Pesachim. Please turn. Right over here, on our daf. Echad Chodesh Vechad Yoshin. V'im Toma. Hey, it's on page Lamed Gimel, Heferan Column 2. Heich yochol lios yayin chodesh bePesach. How can it be? It's going to get spoiled between Sukkot and Pesach. Yeshlomo could go and shahoyo lo eshkol shalanavim v'asam yayin. That's a rarity. Who walks around with Eshkol of Anovim with fresh grapes in the springtime. I don't know how it happened. It happened. It wasn't a common thing, that's for sure. So Mordechai said, how's it possible to even have it in the first place? That's his answer. He had it. You know, it's not very, not Motzui, probably gets ruined. Okay, he had it somehow or other. Okay, fine. Fine. Now, the Gemara mentioned the Ayin Yashin of Ayin Aleph from an Aleph. So according to the Mordechai himself, Yidei Ayin Yatzot, the previous paragraph, what did it say? Okay, when the Tikkur Rabbanan Dal Kosis, Gam Tzor Yayin Mishal Shem Kos Yantav, Tzor Shia also Yayin Merba Kosis, you cannot use Yayin Chodosh. You would have said Chodosh and Yashin, you can be Yotze, but it's only B'diyevet, not Mitzvah Ben Amuvchor. Because Yayin Chodesh presumably means it's just freshly squeezed. You had an Eshkol Shalan Ovin. Fine. Halacha L'maisa, therefore, what if you cannot, you don't like wine? It's terrible. You don't enjoy it at all. So let's read what it says over here in the Sefer. Hilchos Chag B'chag. Rabbi Karp. Okay, this is on page Tof Yud Dalet. He talks about this particular topic. What is, you don't like wine? People don't like wine. He writes as follows. He says, "Pre-chodesh, all the riots are here." Yesh lahadir al yayin dakel abakosis, v'chein kosav b'agos kol dodi b'shem agram feinshin zatzal. Shein losis b'mitzanovim b'alkosis devin and yayin hamishaker. Where do you get it from? The Rashbam, right? Let's review again. Kuf Chesem Ed Beis, Rebbe said. Look on the, please. Kuf Chesem Ed Beis. Kuf Chesem Ed Beis. Enough from the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, next to the last line, V'tam anami boy, kidemazir alei, shalo lehishtaker bo. Al teru yayin ki yisadam. Don't get drunk from it. So you see, clause is Rabbi Yisrael, based on this, based on two things. The fact that Amorim got sick, and they didn't use grape juice. And the fact that it says to be the shtakebo, the Ramosh is two rice and cold odi, you have to have wine which is intoxicating for the arba kosis. So the fact that he has to get sick, my Rebbe said, because they didn't have grape juice in those days. The Mordechai had a case, you happen to find an Eshkol HaNovim in the middle of the spring, which is a rarity. If you didn't find it, you had no choice, either wine or bust. There was nothing else, there was no grape juice. That's why he got sick. But maybe in fact you could be Yotze without a problem with grape juice. That's number one. As far as this Rashbam, right, the Rav Moshe Brewer, so the question will become, who said this? Who said, mi amar, right? Tamid Rabbi Yehuda d'chsiv, al teri yayin, ki yisada. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, based on a pasuk in Mishle. Do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? I don't know. It says over there, meis v'dal kos salal, halfway down, sov shirim b'kidei revias, echad chai v'echad mozik, echad chodol v'shiyotun, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzorach Shebo Tama Mariam. Maybe we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe Rabbi Moshe's rise on from a sheet we don't pass like. So it's not a Raya Brewer. Okay. Says the Hilchos Chag. It's not Likuva. Look. Echad Chodosh V'Echad Yoshan. Shain Mefurish. Chodosh presumably is non-fermented. So the Mikroi Kodesh of Tzipesach Frank talks about this as well. And he says it's not a Raya Barura from this Gemara with this Mordechai. You can get out of it. Yeah, I'm sorry, yes?
What about the Gemara that says that Rabba had wine full of Erev Pesach, so it should make you hungry?
Right.
So grape juice, no matter how much you have, won't make you hungry.
Right.
But if you have wine, it usually makes you hungry when you get
it. Right.
So could that be a proof that you need wine to
have? He had it. Doesn't mean that's a proof. The fact that he had it doesn't prove it conclusively, just the fact that he happened to have it. So this idea of grape juice, here we go, it's found in Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, the very first one, Mitz Anavim L'Kiddush Abakosis. We spoke about this a little briefly on Thursday. So he discusses the question, he had that Rashi above him, as we spoke about, the Simcha of Yayin is the fact that it's intoxicating and forget your troubles, etc. What about the fact of Yayin chadash. The fact that it's yayin chadash seems to be a raya berura from yayin chadash that you need not be intoxicated. So he wants to reject that proof. The proof is not a proof, a complete proof. Why? One second. He says as follows. Give me a minute. He says, what is Chodesh and what is Yashin? So we thought Chodesh means literally Mamish nu. Ein Raya. Kavonas Amonachai Shehoyalo Eshkol Anovim Vischoto. Catch this now. Lifnei Arboim Yom. Which has some relevance. O Gimel Yomim. Called the Rashi in Tainus. There's already the beginning of fermentation. So he wants to reject the proof. It's not Rav Frank himself, it's his grandson. In the Harare Kodesh on page Kuf Lamed, he says it's not a complete proof. Okay, but the Hilchos Chag doesn't know about that. He says it's a complete proof. And then he says, I, Rabbi Yehuda, he writes Beferish against Rav Moshe. V'lo kayam lank Rabbi Yehuda shematzav sham tamam ariyayim. Finished. Rav Moshe's right, it's a Meshita. We don't pass like Beferish in a bracketed statement on page Tuf Yudal, 3 lines from the bottom. So the mailer Rabosai, someone who's koshed of shtiyas yayin, vayayin enam misamcho, yochol lishtos af mitz anovim lechatchila. Why? You lose nothing. If I have grape juice, I lose that extra dimension of simchas yontif. The guy who hates wine loses nothing. So why should he force himself to have wine and get sick over it? He gains nothing. Yes, I'm sorry.
Right.
Sounds like it's mamish that day.
That's what the Rishonim say. Yeah, that's okay. Why it says soche,
right. Okay. Okay. But the others who say could be a little bit of a right. This is what he writes over here in his safe, and he goes further than that. Women. He says they really shouldn't be drinking wine at all. Why? We saw the Gemara Kuftes. Yain for men and women have clothes. So they're not chayim and wine at all. Ain kan mokav lahad alishos yain davka. Look in Ksuba Samachay. The ribui kosos yain leisha nivul hula. A tipsy woman is much worse than a tipsy man, Rabbi say. So she shouldn't drink wine. Some of the women still want to drink wine anyway. But we try to mix it with grape juice. It shouldn't be, you know, things of this nature. This is what he passes over here in Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Men, if they like wine, should have dafka wine. If they don't like wine, they should have grape juice. And women should also have grape juice. And if they like wine, look, it's no worse than any other kind of simcha. Fine. This is what the Gedolim did when they were older and they didn't like wine anymore. They had grape juice. Based upon the Rambam. My Rebbe quoted a Rambam, Fakert, the wine should be good and tasty for the person. If you have the Rambam in the back, you can look it up if it's there. Perek Zayin Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Halacha Tes. Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, and Rambam says as follows. So, Limzo Goson, these four cups, Kadei Shetia Sia Areva, Hakol lefi ayayin ulefi das hashosa. So it's subjective. You like it, it's sweet to you, it's good. You don't like it, it's not good stuff. He quotes the Gedol Yolam, he quotes here the Briskerov, the Chabinarov, the Chazanish. They use grape juice. I guess they didn't like wine. It's okay, especially when they were older. They had grape juice, finished. That's all. There's a Shiareva, Badafka. My Rebbe also had grape juice. Because it was very much Shtiarev. He followed his uncle, the Briskerov. Maybe he saw it when he was a youngster. I don't know. That's what I was told he was grape juice because his wine was too hard for him at that point in time. Fine. This takes care of also of the interface between Arba Kosis and Simchas Yontif. And the rest of the Shir, we'll talk about Simchas Yontif proper. Okay, I want to lean that and try to finish it in the next hour. Then tomorrow, new man becomes. If we don't move, we're not going to cover what we have to cover. Okay, so bleed that. Bleed that. Okay. Again, we rugged males who enjoy wine, we should have wine. But males who don't enjoy wine, or females, for them, grapes is lechatchila.
It's still fine. You can mix it.
Yeah, as long as it's still something there, you know. I don't use Rashi wine, as I told you. No, Rashi wine is wine. I think the alcohol is either 3% or 5%. It's so minimal. But on the other hand, when I grew up, my father also used to use Kedem Malaga. You know, mamish 12% alcohol. I'm not in such a madrega, not like my father. The one has an expression. I know if you got me a book, a chalav bar chamra. That's come on chulin. I'm not compared to my father. I'm like vinegar compared to wine. So I'm down to 9%. And if it gets really, I'll go down to, we have something which is maybe some Rashi or some other, somewhere 5 to 7%. Yes?
Dharma says that the ratio, the wine should be at least 1 part wine to 6 parts water. So how
well, they add very strong wines.
How does that, how do you figure out what it is based on the alcohol content? That's okay.
Kedem, go online. They have something which they tell you how much you can add. Uh-huh. Yes?
If women have their own chila, simcha, then they shouldn't be able to be, you'll see that with new, with their husband buying them new clothes.
Why? They wear the new clothes.
Okay, but...
Okay. That's exactly it. Don't keep it in hanging in the closet. You put it on. All right? Okay. Good. So now Rabbi says, take a look on that Ayin Aleph. We're now focused on that primarily. Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph. Here, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Sechta Sukkah, Ha-Halel Va-Simcha Shmon. Mefurash Mishnah, Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph Masechta Sukkah, which is quoted about halfway on the narrow lines. Ha-Halel Va-Simcha Shmon. What does it mean, the Pshuta? Every single day. You got to say Halel every day. You have to have Simcha every day. So I mentioned to you that the Moadim Usmanim brought a Raya Berura, as he called it. I'll read it to you again. Simen Choftes. Araya Brua, that you don't have to have Simcha every single day. From a Mefurash Yerushalmi. A Mefurash Yerushalmi. Raya Barura. The Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah, the first parak, Mitzora Shari Lahashas Karbonos about Cholamoy. The Mitzora can leave his Karbonos to Cholamoy. The Eina Mavatla Mitzvah Simcha. The Shari Lachatchila, the Smoach, Gambabos of Yayin. Kemo, Shemcha Rishon B'Shabbat. If the first day is in Shabbos, so may have a bus of Yayin. Ayin Shav Hetav Mepharshim. This is his Raya Barura. So I told you on Thursday, Pilei Ployim, this Mordem Muzmanim. Look at the Gemara, Bosai, over here, and if Ayin Aleph from an Alph, where the Gemara has a problem over here. I have to quote the Mishnah, Halav HaSimcha Shmonov. I mean, bin Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. It's Machlokas, whether you have to have the Zvicha at the time of Simcha. Hozim bin Sagin, Dol Meshkaras, Ala the Shivak, on Shechal Yomtem Rishon, Lios B'Shabbos. The first day Sukkos is on Shabbos. And what are you going to do? You can't be Mak of the Korban on Shabbos, which is not Doch HaShabbos. You can't do it on Friday. It's not B'Shah Simcha. So you have to wait till Sunday. So you see, Klar, that is the first day, there's absolutely no Mekim of Simcha. That's no good. Amar Avuna Breda Rav Yehuda Misamcha B'Sire Regalim. So what do you mean? Sire Regalim means you have the Sire Regalim, which was Nikrav on Shabbos, because it's allowed. Korban Shekavul Azman is Docha Shabbos. Good. Amar Ava, number one, you can't roast it. Number two, it's only Kohanim. Elamar of Papa, Misamcha v'ksus Nakiya of Yainosh, as we mentioned before. The Rishami left out Rav Papa. So the Rishami holds that the Halav of Simcha Shmona is only for Kohanim, because Yisraelim can't really, and even Kohanim, it's not so frailer because it's sleep, it's only Chai. But it comes out, the Rishami rejected the ksus Nakiya of Yainosh, and therefore comes out that they're stuck. When first day Sukkot is on Shabbos, you can't have it every single day. Okay? So that's Tein Rishama L'Shitaso, that you can postpone to bring in the Korban Mitzorah till Cholamayit. Okay? You don't have to have it every single day if it's in a tough situation. But other than that, the Pshuto, the Bavli would hold against Yerushalmi that you have to have simcha every single day, except the yotzei with yayin yoshen and ksus nikiyim. So what's the psak, Rabbi Osai? We paskin you don't require zvicha b'shat simcha. Therefore, simcha means b'sar shlomim only every single day, like Hallel. His second ride at Ein Kos Motzi is only b'sman based on vigash, as we mentioned last time. So far it seems that every single day you have to have b'sar shlomim according to the Shitas ha Babli, and when you couldn't have b'sar shlomim, you yotze with yayin yoshan and ksus nikiyah. Interestingly, this idea, this chiddush of ksus of yayin yoshin and ksus nakia, according to a beautiful maimer, which I recommend you to read if you want to get a taste of simchas yontif, you'll enjoy it on yontif. If you read it on yontif itself, Mishnas Yavetz, Rabbi Sal Jolti has a whole siman on this topic, siman mem aleph. It's very, very worthwhile. So he writes over here as follows. He thinks we already point out a machlokas. Gdoli Rishonim, is there a mitzvah simcha midaraisa bisman hazeh? I showed it to you in the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Kuf Chav Tes. Take a look, just to refresh your memories. We discussed this on Thursday a little bit. The very last page, Tov quotes the Rambam. So he says over here, quoting from the Shagas Aryeh, the question is there Simcha b'doraisa b'zman hazeh? So he writes on Shari Tshuva, page Kuf Nun Gimel, Amud Aleph, in our print, Ayin Shagas Aryeh, Simchas Yontif, Mitzvah Haseim, and Torah, Afilu b'zman hazeh. That's his first Kiddush. As the Mishnah Berurah writes, Sivkot and Tezvav, Mitzvah Haseim, and Torah, V'samachta b'chagecha, Shari Tshuva b'shem, HaShagas Aryeh. It's against the Mefurish HaToysis, Rebbe Osai, in Mesepta Moed Kotten. Mentioned before, but Tosfos says the chi of simcha b'daraisa is only shlomim. Everything else is only midrabbanan. That's what Tosfos says in Masechta Moed Kotten. That's important to understand. Says the Mishnah Siyavis, he thinks this is a machlokas Rabbi Osai, or Amram and Tosfos, a machlokas Amoroyim and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is a machlokas Rabbi Lozer and Chagiga and Rabbi Shulman Levi. Rabbi Lozer says you have to have b'sar shlomim, nothing else, except no substitutes. Rabbi Shulman ben Levi says no, you can have even what's called basar min ha-makulin. What do they mean? Psachulin. You can be also in the midst of simcha with regular meat, and that's how the Rambam knew that b'zman hazeh you use red meat. The Beis Yosef, where do you get it from? You got it from the Yerushalmi. Either Bavli, so the Bavli of the Yom Shel Shlomo's equation. Bisar chulin plus yayin equals bisar shlomin. And more than that, who is memayit oaf? Only Rabbi Lozer is memayit oaf. That means if you want to fulfill the mitzvah bisar shlomin, has to be red meat as opposed to bird meat. But Rabbi Osai, bisman hazeh memadashach. According to Tosfos, there's no simcha but the rights of bisman hazeh. Okay, whatever makes you happy. According to the Rambam, it's also, we saw, whatever makes you happy. Either Amram was memayit b'sar of? No. He's memayit b'sar of from the din of Shalmei Simcha. So b'sar of itself wouldn't work. But if you're having yayin, b'pshuto, b'sar of might also work, says the Mishnah Siyavis. He doesn't see the difference. In other words, b'sar makulin, which means b'sar chulin, is just a form of making you happy. So therefore, it works. So if that works, he suggests that chicken might also work. So as the Mishnah Siyavetz. Okay, it's important to understand. Yes.
The Rambam holds that it's Mitzvah.
No, to the contrary, Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah simcha deraisa b'sman hazeh against Tosfos. But the question we asked was, according to the Rambam, can you fulfill this mitzvah b'sman hazeh with chicken? So we quoted the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga that chicken is no good. So Rav Jolti says, no, chicken is no good to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha Kedasu Kedin, which was the original formulation of the mitzvah, which is the Chatchil, obviously, Bizman Shabbat Zemek Lishkayim. But Bizman HaZeh, that we don't have that, and nonetheless, it's mitzvah Simcha Daraisa anyway. Anoshim Beroy, Anoshim Beroy, Viktana Beroy, etc. He said, for this chicken would be enough. I suggest, yes.
Could we just extend one more time the Yom Shel Shlomo and the Rambam?
The Rambam paskins and say, you have to have bosa v'yayin. Frek the Yom Shel Shlomo, frek the Beis Yosef, where do you get bosa from? Al Gemara said, only yayin. Before Shema Kuftes. So no, it means Psa Chulin plus yayin equals Psa Shlomo. A new equation, new math of Shlomo Luria, the Marashal Yom Shel Shlomo.
Meaning he reads the Gemara,
that means, yeah, that's right. But where do you get it from? There's no source. Says Rav Jolti, no, it's Yushalmi. Yushalmi the Chagiga says, let me read it to you, since you're looking at me funny. I'll read it to you from the original source. I have it over here in the Mishnah Siyavas I brought with me downstairs. Read you his lashon. He discovered this Yushalmi. He thinks the Machlokas and the Yushalmi is the Machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos. Okay. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shuma Levi, please give me Machlokas and Yushalmi and Al. It's only Shalmi Simchas, Rabbi Lazar, or Shah Simchas. Here's the lashon. I'm giving you the exact lashon. Rabbi Shuma Levi says, "V'samachta afilu mimakulin." You can get meat from the local butcher shop. Rabbi Lazar says, "No." Then I can't simcha lalan simcha. My simcha amura b'lahalan shlomim. Afkan shlomim. Right? He quotes his, what are they fighting about? Says Rav Jolti, the machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos. Rabbi Lazar holds like Tosfos. Rabbi Shuma Levi holds like the Rambam. It's funny to say it that way. Huh? They came long before. But that's how he phrases it. Okay? Here's what it says. Fine. This is the Machlokas. Is it Gzera Shava Gemura or not? Rav Lozer says yes, and the Rishuma Levi says no. So the Rambam passes, you get Shamei Simcha Midoraisa. Okay? V'zavach the Shlomim, V'samach the by Har Evel, Rambam quotes it, to teach you that Stam Simcha he is Shlomim. Okay? But it's not a Drusha Gemura, because it's only from Har Evel. That's the Rashi in the Sefer Sukkah. It's not by Regolim. Simcha Ksiva, Simachta Bechagecha. That means that the Kesef Mishnah says, you derive at Stam Simcha's Besar Shlomim. Okay? It's not a Drusha Gemura to the exclusion of everything else. Nafkamina, Bismanazet, Yemekayim, it's a Simcha, I feel the Bosar Mimakulin, regular Bosar. I, Oaf, is excluded. I, Oaf, is excluded. He said, no, that Yerushalmi excludes Oaf goes according to Rabbi Lazar. It's a Simcha, Simcha, Mehar, Evel, Gzer, Shavu, Gemura, knocks out Oaf. But according to the Bavli, he holds like a Meshul Ben Levi, Yerushalmi, it's not a Gzer, Shavu, Gemura, Gili, Milsa, Bialma, Stam, Simcha, Besar, Shlomim, Samach, Tam, Chagecha, likewise. Okay, if you have no Shlomim, even Besar, Makulin, Im kain e'ev shalamayit ofos. Shere lo lemedim gzera shava mi'ar evil. El memayit ofos v'samachta b'chagecha misha chagiga bo mehem. So when the Rambam says ein simcha l'babasar ein simcha ela b'yayin, he got it from the Yerushalmi. But you get an impression that perhaps the mi'ar of ofos would not apply. So again, those who like, everybody say, a show of hands. Who likes red meat better than chicken? All right. Oh my, this, all right. So that's what we see. So you should have red meat, Taka. We have red meat on you, but it's not a why. Because it makes you happier, that's why. But it's not an absolute dinner of red meat. Right? Yeah?
I like duck better.
You like chicken better?
Duck.
Duck. Duck is an oaf. Quack, quack. So maybe for you, not committed for you. If you like duck better, so call this, you should have duck. You can afford it. Okay? But okay, for most of us, we like red meat, and that's what we should have. Okay? Unless the doctor says faket. Good. Good. But now, I guess, takes it one step further. Idea of this ksus nakia. Where did that come from? So he learns pshat, does Rav Jolti, in this Gemara. Tells us this. Rav Papa says, "V'samcha b'ksus nakiya v'yashon." Even if you have no b'sar kochin, you have no b'sar chulin, you have nothing. You not like I told you on my wall shot on Thursday that goes on women. No, it goes on men too. A man likes a new suit. Let him say new ksus nakiya, a freshly laundered suit. Ah, ksus nakiya. You have a nice garment. and it gives you a degree of simcha. And if you have no psar kochim and no psar chulin, next best thing is either yayin yashan or ksus nikiyah. He makes a fascinating diuk, Rabbi, I'll say, from two Rambams that ksus nikiyah means something. The first is the Rambam on the Maamar Komus, Perek Vav and Hilchos Yom Tov, Halacha Yud Zayin. Is it in the back? It's look in the Yen Mishpat Amalek. Is it there? Please have a look. Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin. Should be there. Anybody? It's there? Vav and Hilchos Yom Tov. You have it. So look in the back. What page on the top?
Page
head. He says, Shives Yimei HaPesach Ushmonas Yimei HaChag Im Shar Yomim Tovim. Has to Samachta B'chagecha. Rabbi will say, what are these Shar Yomim Tovim? What's left? He has Pesach. He has Sukkot. What's left? There are only three Yomim Tovim left. What are they? Shavuos, that's obvious, that's Shal Shigalim. Rosh Hashanah, which does not have the din of Shalmei Simcha B'Pshuto. No, that's Shmona Simei Achad, who's Shmini Atzer? Yom Kippur. Now, could be Yom Kippur's out. Yomim Tovim is plural. It could be Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. That's itself a Chiddush. Rosh Hashanah is a Chiv of Simcha Medaraisa. Get an impression from the Rambam. That's what Shagas Aryeh says. Even though there's no Chiv of, it's not one of the Shal Shigalim, as a Chiddush Niflah in the Rambam. That's Shagas Aryeh Paskins that way. Famously. But here's another Rambam yet in Hilchos Chanukah. Oh, Hilchos Chanukah? What? How can it be Rambam Hilchos Chanukah? I'm sure you don't have this in your Amish for the Mole. It would be a fluke if you had it. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Vov. Right there, Rambam Misfalos. Kriyas Halas Midrabonan. And you have halal 18 days, okay? Av Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim ain behem halal. Lefi shehen yemei tshuva v'yira upachad lo yemei simcha yeseira. Shav Zolt is medayik. Simcha yeseira not, but plain simcha yes. Interesting deal. He says even Yom Kippur has simcha. How do you do that? Only one way. Ksus Nikiyah. That's what he says. Fine. The Rishami didn't give this answer. Ksus Nikiyah. Goes to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says you have to have Sar Shlomim, except no substitutes. This is where Rav Zolti is writing over here in Simon Mem Aleph. Now let us go a little bit further in analyzing the mitzvah of Simchas Yom. We had discussed, if you recall, assuming that you have to have Simchas Yom every single day, is it once a day or twice a day? So I want to give you a couple of sources on this nekuda. The first source, Rabbi Osai, is a tzlach. A tzlach by the Nodeb Yehuda. This is from the Godel Ador. So I'll read you one line from a tzlach in Masechta Chagiga. Chagiga Tesem and Aleph Ela de Tenach, in this print anyway, it's in page Reish Samachay, the first paragraph, where he has the following line. He says as follows, it's one, mamish one line. Umemela, he says, talking about the Yom Tov Achron, Bein Hayom Ubein Halayla Chayovim B'Simcha. That line gives an impression that you have to do Simcha both the night and the day. I repeat, both the night and the day. It's a one-liner, middle of a whole paragraph. Who said so more beferish? The Sfas Emes. Not that he thinks it's correct. The Sfas Emes thinks that Rashi and Tosfos said that. He does not like it. He would like to argue with them. But I want to read it to you from the original. The Sfas Emes is found in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Mem Ches, on the Mishnah. Listen to the Lashon of the Sfas Emes. The Rabbis, you have the Gemara in front of you. Rabosai, why don't you take a look here in Pesachim, Ayin Aleph. There may be a Likutei Rashi. Let's take a look. Likutei Rashi, you haven't had my edition? The first wide line of Likutei Rashi on Ayin Aleph quotes the Rashi in Mesechta Sukkah. The Rabbis Leila Yontav Achim says Rashi, the Simcha Shalafanav, the Kololo im Shiva Sayamim, She Yizbach Shlomim Bishvi, the Lechol El Shmini, the High Samech La Mayasa, Keva the Ksim Leal Mineva Samachta Bechagecha, and the Rabbis Simcha Sleel Shmini, Ushar Alelo, Sok Rashi, Lotzrikri Ribui, the Yomim. Afilu leilos b'mashma, kide rabbinan gabe sukkot af mem gimel, v'chi yitzrich leil yontav achron yitzrich, deno b'chlal shiva. V'al kochach leilo is rabbi, shu samach l'shiva z'yomim d'kro. V'yom, what about the eighth day? Osi b'kal v'chomer, v'ashmina d'zhe b'shlomim ha'nizbochim b'chag ha'sukkos yismichu b'leil shmini, sh'ni yochol ha'akru b'leila, and the eighth day b'kal v'chomer. You have to have Pesar Shlom. What Rashi says. So the Sfasem has understood it to mean that it's a chiyuv Rabosai, is a chiyuv to have meat every night and every day. I'll read you the Lashon of the Sfasem, it's based upon this Rashi. Then he started Sarachian. Do afilu hecha the yomim aflelos bichlal mikomakom minolam the lechayev lismoach bayom uvalayla habesuka gufa kaimalon then chiyuv lecho beis sudas biyom uvalayla as a mitzvah no hegas biyom uvalayla v'chein besimcha says the Sfas Emes ein chiyuv lismoach kol yom rak lechayim bezeh hayom mitzvah simcha v'hech mefurish betorash yismach bayom uvalayla elad alelos hein bichlal hayomim. Avol simcha chada sagi. Oh, my word. The Sfas Emes agrees with me, but he claims he's arguing with Rashi and Tosis. Like, ikan afkamina ipcha. Di lelos bichlal mekayim ha-mitzah b'simcha salayla. Vein tzorach l'smoach shuv bayom. What does the word shuv tell you, Rabosai? Where does the day start, according to Sfas Emes? At night, that's my shita. At night, I'm a gera chosid, Rabbi Yisrael. It starts at night. Once you had meat at night, no longer we need to have meat again the next day. That's what that's pshat. L'rab also yontav haino yishiyotze b'simchas halayla. You can be yotze at night. Okay? Now I understand the Gemara in Pesachim, our Gemara. What was the havamina? That we knock out Leil Yontav Rishon. Why? Ein Dvicha Ela B'Shas Simcha. So yes, the following kasha. Me'achad Demarbinan Kol Simchas L'Simcha. What does that mean? Yivikayim Ksus Nekiyav Yayin Yoshon. For those who want to look it up, I'm on the next page now. I was on page Reish Chavdal in this new edition. Now I'm on Reish Chafein. Tzvasemes Tzukum Emches. Shuv Yesh Terabos Leil Yontav Rishon B'Shas Simchas. Hey! So why should we eliminate it? That's exactly what the Shaka Sari said. That in fact, there is Shah Simcha's first night. That's exactly why you have to have Yayin and to say tonight to be Mekayim Simcha Sen without curses. No, it's Osi Shaka. The Vadai Simcha no Heges Balailo Kivayom. The Lelos Bichlal Yomimain. Vein Tzorach Ribui. Ay, the Rabos Lelos. Pirish. The Nipoter Bisimcha de Balailo. V'al zeh shapir mimatin debelel yomtav arishin kevin den zvicha lebishas simcha ein yotzin besimchas halayla. You cannot be yotzin the first night after simcha again the next day. This is gevaldik. This explains Shita Saramba. Never mentioned the din leil shmini and sharagolam simchas balayla. Didn't mention a word. Not a single solitary word. Is he right? Ein chiyuv lelakayim simcha b'chol yom, uben shebekayim b'yom, obolayim is the previous night, yotze, kein nira li, this is the last chat. Okay? Fine. He doesn't understand Rashi and Tosfos, so seem to disagree. He doesn't understand. She tells him, Tzara Chiyun, Gam Bepesach Vatzeres, in Ika Gam Ken Chiyun Balelus. Maybe it's different. We'll see soon. So this is what they claim the Rashi and Tosfos are against him. I don't think that's true. Can we read the Rashi together? I'll tell you what Tosfos says in Sukkot. What's the deal from Tosfos? Because Tosfos says in, no, Tosfos in Pesachim. Came into the Samachlam to Krah, Koi Gamalulov, Velula of Yom Velo Leilos. Need a pasuk to include Leilos Gamke. Let's take a look at Tosfos. Right over here, Abosa. Let's look at Tosfos. The Tosfos is happens to be in Pesachim. Let's take a look, Rabosa. The top Tosfos. Ayin Aleph from an Aleph. The Rabbis La Yontav Achor Nira the Riva to Adin the Leilos Acheros Itzrich Rabuye Shuv the High Crow Smak Lefnei Hashem Shivas Yomim Shame Simcha and the Lulav Yom Velo Leilos. Comes to tell you are chayev. So he, the Sfasemas, understood from Tosfos is a separate chiyuv. You have to meet every single night plus every single day. Where did Tosfos say that? I didn't see it in Tosfos. And even in the Rashi, let's read the Rashi again. In the Kutei Rashi, let's read it again. Rashi says, "Ushar leilos lo tzrichi rubuye, diyamim afilu leilos b'mashma." Yeah. So what does that mean? That means you can fulfill your daily obligation once a day, night or day. The chiyuv leilos b'achor nitzrich leilos b'chal shiva. Obviously, it's not one of the. It's not the night which precedes one of the 7 days of Sukkot. V'akoro laila is Rabbi shusam l'shivas yomim dekra, and he says yom is a kal v'chomer because day is even more than night. Night is only some kind of a ribui, so therefore you have to have meat. Rabosai, what do you mean? What do you mean yom also be kal v'chomer? What do the words mean? The way I'm learning chat means you can discharge your obligation of eating meat not only the night of Shmini, but even what, even the day of Shmini. When will you mak of it? Shmi. You can be mak of the korban on Hashanah Rabbah and eat it on Shmini Atzeres. What's the problem? With me so far? So I'm such a big Ger Chosid. I'm a bigger Ger Chosid than the Ger Rebbe. Because the Rebbe himself thought that his Chiddush was against Rashi and Tosfos. I think his Chiddush is like Rashi and Tosfos. They never said, but I mean, I'd like you to do me homework on this. It's very important. You have a chance. Read this Rashi again. It's in Likutim. The Rabbos. Read the Tosfos, the Rabbos. You tell me, is Sasemis right? That the Rashi Tosfos are against him? I didn't want. I thought they were not against him. The Tzlach sounds out as a chiyuv. I agree with the one liner. The Mela, Bain, Beyom, Bain, Malayla, Chayov, and Besimcha sound, although maybe the Tzlach didn't mean it either. I don't know. I just don't know for sure. The Shagas Aryeh seems to be Cholik. Because the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Samach Tes, asked the kash against the Ramban. The Ramban says that Hal is included in Simcha. Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah, we spoke about the Hanukkah time. He wants to know, according to Ramban, why shouldn't you be required to say Hal every day and every night of Sukkot? Whoa. So Rav Perlo, in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of Rav Sadia Gaon, you look it up and page Reish Nundalet and Hey, we have it downstairs. It says that the fact that the Shagas Aryeh is kasha seems to hold that you have to have meat by day and by night. Wow. Why did he only ask a kasha when it came to Sukkot? Why did he ask a kasha by Pesach? He says, you know why? There's no chiyuv to have simcha every day of Pesach at all. Leave out day and night. Even by day. Pesach is only one holiday. We know it from Hallel. Ha-Hallel v'Simcha Shmona, there's no Hallel every day Pesach. Hallel's only the first day. Beyond that, what? What do we call it? Half holiday. It's only a minding probably. Some say it's a lower level din. Okay? So therefore, he's saying by Pesach, Rabbi will say everything we said until now. Oh, if this is right, you have to become teetotalers. No more wine. Sukkos, yeah, it's Pesach, no. Sukkos, yes, Pesach, no. So suggests Rav Yochanan Fishel Perla. On Simcha, on Sukkos, you have to have Simcha every single day. He suggests going to Shagas Sar even day and night. We all that the Pashim is not that way. Once a day, and according to the Sfas Emes, the day starts when? At sunset, right? From Shkia to Shkia. The way these poskim are suggesting, it's only by Sukkos, on Sukkos, you have to have every single day. Pesach once? Yotze, big time. Well, I don't know, the Seder is the question. Lelion to Rishon. Okay, but you make Kiddush, you'll have wine the next day. You know, Rishon shall Pesach, Sheni shall Pesach, and the Chalamah, you don't have to have any wine at all, according to the Shita. I believe Rav Shech the Shlita holds this way as well. I think it's printed in the Beis Yitzchok. I never had a chance to go look. Anyone have a book in Beis Yitzchok over here? No? So do me a favor, look, see if you can find it. Maybe it's in one of his recent Svarim. I think Rav Shech the Shlita held like this, that only on Sukkos, Hahal Vasim Chashmona every single day, but on Pesach, no, once. Same as Hal is once, so wine is once. Yes? Pesach, say what? Pesach once, only once. And therefore the kasha that the Shagas asks against the Ramban, it's only on Sukkos he asks. She has to say halal every day and every night. So he apparently learns that meat and wine is every day and every night. Okay? Which we had a big question about. But on Pesach he never asked the question. Why didn't he ask the question? Once is enough, period. Once.
Because on Pesach we have halal at night anyway, so...
No. Once for all 7 days. We don't say halal all 7 days of Pesach. This is chatzi halal. So there's no need to have bina and wine every day, 7 days of Pesach. Oh. So when I told you before, the chumash is printed every year. They print it in the newspapers. You have to have meat every day. You have to have meat every night. You have to have wine every day and wine every night. There is such a shita. I just told you, the Sfasema says Pshat Rashi and Tosas that way. The Sfasema seems to learn that way in his kash against the Ramban. But there's a but. There are those who maintain, even if it's true, only on Sukkos, not on Pesach. Some say the newspapers, they don't make the distinction. Say they're machmer all the way. Yeah.
According to the Shita, is Yom Tov Sheni treated
the exact same way? I think of the Rishon Chutzah after, yeah. Same as after Rishon Pashtus. The Pashtus. Chazanish is mesupik about it right over here on this daf. Chazanish on this daf. I know it's mesupik. What about Pesach? Is it the same as Sukkot or not every single day? And the Meiri over here can be learned. To make a distinction between, that's a bracket on Yomar HaMakomos, between Sukkos and Pesach. Potential. Okay? So this is as we shall see soon, a remarkable thing. Now, there's a steer in Rashi, Rabosa. A major steer in Rashi, which the Yafei and I picked up. We just read a Rashi, Likutim, that the Rabbos Lel Yad Devachron includes B'Kal V'Chomer, Yom Tov Akron itself. That's in Sukkah. Here, what about Rashi over here? Look at Rashi over here. In Masechta Pesachim, Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. L'Rabbas, the fourth line of the daf. L'Rabbas Yom Tov Akron, Vein Simcha L'Bachilas Shlomim. V'Yom Tov Akron Gufei, Lo! Totrei Zimne Shivas Yomim Ksiv, Gabi Simcha. Kidu Perishis, V'Mele Imit Shmini. Twice! It says in Pasuk, twice, Shivas Yomim, in the context of Simcha. Not once, but twice. Right? Twice! So therefore, one of them is quoted over in the Torah, Rosh Hashanah, Shivas Yomim, Torog, V'yisach Sameach, goes on 7 days. Okay? That's one Pasuk. The other Pasuk, presumably, that's in Dvarim. It says V'chagosim also Shivas Yomim. I assume that's the other pasuk. I'm not exactly sure, but that's it says twice. That pasuk also quoted. Although the word Simcha is not found over there, but maybe he learns it's derived. Chagig and Simcha go together. Twice says Shivas Yomim. So if a ribuy includes a night, not the day. A stira galuya in Rashi. I think the who didn't we see on Thursday that the Yafei points us out the stira? Both sides. Either my memory is failing. Take a look. Yafei and I, am I an Aleph? The first one, Ayin Aleph Lav on page Chav Beis. Ayin Rashi v'sukim emches pirush Rashi sham the kol shken yom achron v'solser lemor lemashikos of po uvekuntrus achron herachti b'zeh. Ayin mashikos hafti sukah sham siyad d'shmai. I didn't look at sukah. I don't have a kuntrus achron, but I found a fantastic Torah Shabbos that is seemingly unanswerable stira in Mishnas Yachts. Rav Zsolti, the brilliant answer to this seemingly absolutely unanswerable kasha. How do you stira galuya? How can you answer this? How can you answer this stira? Seems to be completely unanswerable. He says no. He thinks it depends upon the shaila of the require zvicha b'shas simcha. The Gemara started in Ayin Amud Beis. What did the Gemara say? Shlomim sheshachlem eriyantim eni yotzibin. Why? Because you need beinan zvicha the top of amanah b'shas simcha b'leka. So Rashi b'shas simcha b'yomtiv shuzman simcha, and you cannot do a zvicha rabosai on eriyantim. So this whole sugya that Rashi is commenting on is leman d'ama, you require zvicha b'shas simcha. Therefore what? If you require zvicha b'shas simcha, we can take it a step further, Rabosai, and say that you even require hakrova l'shem simcha. When you makiv the korban, you have to have in mind that you should be using the meat of that korban for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of eating b'sar korban on Yontif. This is found, Rabosai, for those who want to know, in the Tosfos Masechta Chagiga on Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Zayin Amud Beis in Masechta Chagiga, where Tosfos quotes Rabbi Elchanan V'ri Mitaretz T'lo Omar B'samach D'nafik B'shal Misimcha B'nedarim El Ahayinu Hecha Shekrivu Mishim Simcha Avol Heviyo Mishim Nedarim Lo Nafik Rak Mishim Ekdesha. When you makrev it, you have to have in mind a secondary kavana. You're being makrev it l'shem fulfillment of the mitzvah of simcha when you eat it. Why? Because if zvicha b'shas simcha, that means the zvicha is part of the mitzvah. Not only is it chronological b'shas simcha, but also mentally you have to have in mind when you do the zvicha that you want it to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. This being the case, what do you mean the rabbis lel yom tov achron? It says twice shivas yamin. No way to include the eighth day. Twice shivas yamin. Here's the answer, Rabosai. The answer is it's only coming to include lel yom tov achron. You know why? Because in Kachim, halayla olech acharayom. Meridik. So there are 7 days clean. It starts the morning of the first day Sukkot, and ends the morning of Shmini Atzeres and Alos HaShachar. 7 days exactly. But not 7 days calendar days, which start from Fayer Vayavoker, but Fakert, Beis HaMikdash days. It starts from the morning of the first and goes to the morning of the eighth. Right? That's it. That's his own pshat over here. In this Shittas Rashi. Wow. That's only according to Adam Zvicha B'shas Simcha is required. But Rashi and Sukkah Memches goes La halacha we pass, and you don't need Zvicha B'shas Simcha. If you don't need Zvicha B'shas Simcha, then what Rabbeinu say? We go back and we say that the nature of the Ribui of Shmini is to include the entirety of Shmini. Totally include. It says Shivas Yamin. So we can say Pshat, good. You can Shecht in the 7 days. Shlomim is eaten for Shnei Yamin V'Layel Echad. So you eat the eighth day. So it's not a ribui of the eighth night as an appendage to the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah. No. It's the entire eighth day, Yom, Layel Kavachom Yom, as Rashi said it. Because it says Beferish Yomim, Leilas is only a ribui, etc. As we learn, as the way we learn Pshat, you can discharge the obligation either the eighth night or the eighth day. According to the others who argue, you have to have it meet both the eighth night and the eighth day. Okay? That's a different dispute. But al kolponim, it works, Rabbi Osai, in this fashion. It seems to me that if this is correct, halacha l'maisa, the ger Rebbe wins. Because we paskin, you don't need zvichel b'shas simcha, Raman paskins. Therefore, the days are measured in typical vayera vayavoker increments. In a chinami, if you require zvichel b'shas simcha, then the day starts by day, and then it goes from alos ha-shachar to alos ha-shachar. But if you say that it's measured in, it's zvichel, you don't require b'shas simcha, then it's measured typically from shkia to shkia. Kain nirali. Yes?
Maybe just
explain
one more time.
Hizvicha b'shasim
was not required. So
the Hizvicha b'shasim was not required.
So the 8th day is included, but...
So the 8th day, Rabbi Osai, is a completely independent ribui. Not the 8th night as an inclusion. That even the 8th night, you can't be back of a korban at night. Impossible. Impossible. Right? It's an impossibility. So the answer should know. The eighth night is considered halacha part of the seventh day. So it's zvicha b'shas simcha. What's the shas? Day seven. When does it begin? Dawn. When does it end? The next dawn. So it's zvicha b'shas simcha. That's the nature of the ribui. However, if you hold, you don't need zvicha b'shas simcha. So then the ribui is, you eat all 8 days. When is the zvicha? Could be only the seventh day. I'm not sure. Maybe you'd be yotzi if you wanted to do a new korban on the eighth day too. But you don't need it. It's a mark of the korban 7 days. It says twice shivas yomim, and you can eat it all the way till the eighth day. Again, night and day according to the shegas aryeh, and night or day according to the svar sevis. Yes.
But if with korban
automatic? No, that's not automatic. It's still after all said done. It's not sukkahs anymore. It's Shriyat Tzeres. But Kitzer, this is how I'm understanding the Chiddush of Rav Zsolti to defend this, answer the stira in Rashi. In Rashi. Good. Beautiful. 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 It's a beautiful. It's a brilliant answer. It's a brilliant answer. Now. Narabosai. This is a Tosefta. And here we come to the last fascinating discussion about Simchas Yontif. Tosefta in Chagiga, which is quoted in Tosis in Chagiga, Vav Amud Beis. Vav Amud Beis. Tosis Yesh. But Tosefta Garcina, this is in Chagiga Perek Aleph, Halacha in a Tosefta. Simcha yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva. I repeat. Simcha yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva. What does that mean? So first let me tell you what I think is the best shot. The best shot is if, which Rav Zsolti has at the very end of this piece, if we suggested before that on Pesach is different than Sukkot. Hahal of Simcha Shmon is only Sukkot. Pesach is enough to have Halal once, and it's enough to have Simcha once. And Reb Chaim Brisker said that if a person did not say Halal the first day Pesach, he was sick. He was unable to say anything on the first day Pesach. Now he wakes up on the third day Pesach. I didn't say Halal. Says Reb Chaim, guess what? Who can guess? Halal Sholem. Halal Sholem. Because it's not the pshat that the first day Pesach is Chayiv and Halal and not Chalamoy. No. You got to do one full Halal in the 7 days. So we do it the first day. That's it. If you couldn't do it the first day, you can do it the fourth day or the seventh day. So too, says Rav Zsolti, is pshat in this Tosefta. Yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva. Why did it say shiva not shvona? It's talking about Pesach. Mwah! Moslik Midvash. If this is the Pshar, I understand the Tosefta, and it's only talking about Pesach, and Pesach as Rav Shechta Shlita held, the Chazanish is besupik about this, maybe the Meiri said it, Rav Zsolti said it, that Pesach is different than Sukkot, there's a chiyuv to have meat and wine, and meat in the old days of Shamim, Only once in Pesach. Hahal v'simcha shmona. Every single day is eight. What's the love this Rabbi Osai? The Gemara in Erechin asks, why is it, Rabbi Osai, that Hallel is every day in Sukkot, only one day Pesach? You know what the Gemara answers? Chaluk and Bekorban Osai. What does that mean, my Rebbe explained? It's a different Yontif. Sukkot every day is a different Yontif, a different carbon. Pesach is one long Yontif. One long Yontif is one Hallel and one Mitzvah Simcha. That would explain Tashlumin. Supposed to with the first day, like Hallel also. You missed it the first day, you can make it up any day you want. That's the simple answer, which is a beautiful, beautiful answer. Again, assuming that these facts are true. There are still the diehards who maintain, that's what we try to do the halacha if we can, that even on Pesach, you should have meat and wine every single day. I try. Pesach is not as serious as Sukkot. Sukkot is more chomer when it comes in this respect. Fine, I try. Do you have to have red meat? What about chicken? So again, it's not so poshut. Yes.
Is there a shear for Sadachil or
a Kazayas? Kazayas. What is a Kazayas? Yes.
Why is it mean Tashim Kol Shiva shouldn't be Tashim Kol Shisha?
No, Kol Shiva means including the first day. That's the question. You find Kol Shiva.
Is it the first
You're right. It's Kol Shiva means all seven. The first day is Bizman and all the remaining seven. That's what it means. I had a mitzvah this year. You should in my house. I have no problem. I have meat. I have wine. This year, as you may know, I was in Sukkot in the Holy Land. And Baruch Hashem, we had a bris for my grandson on the first day Sukkot. Baruch Hashem. So my son, who knows my kepeda, said, Abba, shall I give you some meat? Red meat? I said, red meat? I probably will be some red meat by the bris. So I'll be out to them. Aside from that, we wasn't going to eat this meat. You know, I had eaten the sukkah. We're moving around. So, to my chagrin, I guess I should have realized there was no red meat by the bris. So, I felt, well, maybe the night before I'll have red meat. I was eating by a chosh of a balabas from my shul. I figured he'll give me some red meat. Eichnisht. So I had no red meat. So, it was Motzei Yontif for me was Yontif still, and for the Israelis it was already Chol HaMoed. So someone called. How this happened already? Someone got in touch by phone. How did it happen? I didn't pick on the phone. How did this happen? Somebody came to my house. Was keeping one. Oh, one of my sons came to my house, and another son said, "Bring me some meat." So he brought me some meat. I had the meat in the sukkah. For me, it was Leil Yomtiv. That was my suda. My wife and I had a suda yomtiv ourselves, right? This year was what? So who remembers what sukkah was this year? It was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. That's what it was. So this is Thursday night. Same as this year. Thursday, it's upcoming year. Thursday night, my wife and I, we washed. I made Kiddush, I washed, and then as I'm having the meal, in comes my son and his car, here's your red meat. So yeah, we said before, you don't really need red meat, because mikimadin, chicken is enough. I was samech, I had a bris, and my grandson, I was high my Jacob Simcha, then they didn't give me red meat, no. But according to those poskim who say, that halal alach acharayom, so I had the meat right then and there. I saved some for the next day. From then on, I was taken care of for the rest of Yom Tov. I made sure to take care of myself. But I didn't have the first day. I didn't have. My son wanted to give it to me. I didn't take it from him. That was my mistake on Erev. I didn't take it from him. Had I taken it, what would I have done? I guess what I would have done is on the first day Yontif, after I came home from the bris, I would have taken a kazayas of meat and run down to the sukkah and had it. Just to. Okay, whatever. Rabbosai. Now up to our final point for today. Another pshat in Yesh HaTashlumin, which is given by the Tzlach. The Tzlach in Chagiga asks his kasha. What an obvious kasha. This is the Tzlach, again, Masechta Chagiga on the Vav Beis. He doesn't understand. Eich Shayach Shesimcha Yesh HaTashlumin. Ha b'chol yom chiyuvi. Off in the Mishnah, halva simcha shmona. What's going on over here? comes along the tzlach with a chiddush nifla, which is incredible. We'll see some sound photos. Literally incredible. It's not so incredible that they didn't want to have it printed even. Rabosai, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chagiga as follows. This is in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. This is on the Maror Mekayimus. Hope you saw this Rambam. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Chagiga. Zelashana Rambam. Shalosh mitzvos haseh nistavi yisrael b'chol regel mishlosh regalim. Ria, Chagiga, and Simcha. What is Simcha? He tells what Ria is, Chagiga is. Hasimcha amura b'regalim. Hu sheyakriv shlomim yeser al shalmei Chagiga. Ve'elu heina nikroim shalmei Simcha. Shenema v'zavaktu shlomim v'yachaltu shom v'samachtu lefnei Hashem alokecha v'noshim chayav v'mitzvazu. This is that Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah, as we mentioned before, Pasuk Zeh by Har Evel, Parshas Kisavo, tells you, Stam Simcha is Zvicha Shlomim. Umina de Samachta Bechagecha Hainu Bezvicha Shlomim. And the Gemara and Pesachim Kuftes, Ein Simcha Levbosar, Bezman Shabbos Amigash Kayim, Bezavachta Shlomim. And today we saw it's not a Limud Gomer, according to Meshubba Levin and Yerushalmi, as Rav Zhulti pointed out, as we mentioned earlier. Says the Tzlach Pshat in this Rambam, Kavanoso, Sha'av Shiyotzin B'Simcha B'chol Minei Bosar HaKorbonos V'Akonim B'Chatas T'Yoshem. We saw enough Ayin Aleph. Afal Pi Shelo Hikrivim L'Shem Shalmei Simcha. We don't paskin like Rabbi Chonon and the Ri. Rabbi Chonon and the Ri makes sense if you hold Zvicha B'Shal Simcha, says Rav Zhulti. We paskin, you don't need, the Rambam paskin, you don't need Zvicha B'Shal Simcha. So the Zvicha has nothing to do with anything. As long as you eat meat, it's good enough. Mikom Akom Al kolponim pam achas mechuyov lahakriv l'shem shal me simcha afilu benedarim adavas yotze av mechuyov lahakrivam l'shem shal me simcha is once in the entire yontif. Once in the entire yontif. Other days they have to eat meat. Ein osar lahakriv l'shem shal me simcha. That's from the Rambam. Okay, what do you mean Yaakov shlomim yesal shal me simcha? Why is Shalmei Chagiga less than the Dharma and the Dabas and Sarchatas Ve'oshem Yotzi Simcha? Elevadai, Avshi Yotzi Bemidei Simcha, Mechuyav Al-Koponim Pam'achas B'chol Yimei Achad, Sheyakriv Shlomim, L'Shem Shalmei Simcha. It is Tashlomim, Kol Yimei Achad. A Chiddush Nifsh of the Tzlach. Amazing Chiddush. Again, the second Pshat in Rav Zhulti obviates the need for this Chiddush. He says that the Tosef is talking about Pesach. And Pesach only once. But if you don't, with that mouth, the Tzlach didn't go with that mouth. I guess we can derive from that. They have to have Misameach every day of Pesach as well. Okay, we didn't give that sense. Ad kan the Tzlach. Is this accepted or is it not accepted? So the Meiri, quoted by Rav Zhulti, on that Beis HaMenalef, on the first Mishnah Chagiga, comes up with a Wapach Shita, which indicates that the Tzlach is correct. I'm going to read it to you from the original. The Meiri in Chagiga Dav Beis Amud Aleph. Look what he writes. Amazing. The Meiri says, Yesh kan mokom iyun. Very awesome shepatarnim in Aria lo boli b'Yerushalayim. Ve'heich yakrivu shalmei simcha. They're not there. Ela sheyesh mefarshim shemimkomam chayavim lahavi ayadei acher. Huh? They're sitting in Tel Aviv and they'll be yotzei shalmei simcha ayadei acher. Frek of Zhulti. What? If the entire mitzvah of shalmei simcha is only to eat meat, what? I'll send an agent to eat meat for me? Rabbi Sai. That's less than ridiculous. That's more ridiculous than ridiculous. You can't have someone else eat meat for you. Must be at the Yesh Mefarshim hold as a separate chiyuv to bring Shalmei Simcha. Although the Meiri says Ein Varam Nirim, he didn't like it. But the Yesh Mefarshim clearly hold like the Tzlach. And even the Meiri disagrees Doesn't Hashem disagree on that? He also has like the tzlach. It's a chiyuv. Only thing is that you can only be yotzi if you eat the meat. But he doesn't argue on that particular point. Okay? That's what he says. That's what he says. Now, the Rambam, as we mentioned before, holds you don't need zvicha, vishas, simcha. So therefore, there's presumably, I don't know how it's going to work out. Because according to this Pshat and Rambam, there is a requirement to actually bring a carbon, the Shem Simcha, but it wouldn't have to be Bishas Simcha, only the Shem Simcha. So you bring a neder or some kind of a chiyuv, even an erev yontif, it's going to work. Atkan, the Tzlach, and the Mishnas Yavetz. The same chiddush was said independently by Harav Shach. That's up. Rav Shach? Rav Shach is found over here in Avi Ezri, Hilchos Chagiga, Rabbi Osai. Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud. And then something which is unbelievable. Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, and Hilchos Chagiga. For those who know Rav Shach Svarim, it's a compilation of the different maduras. This is Kuf, which means Madura Kam. Madura Kam. What does it say in Perek Beis Halacha Yud? We mentioned to you before what it says. Yotze, not with Ophos. You're not Yotze with Ophos. Okay. This is false. It's a very complex piece over here. But I want to just read you one part of it. It's quite long. He quotes Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Harei mefurish kasav shamitzvul lizbach shlamin. Sefer mitzvus. Asein un dalet. Shetzivanu lismach bergolim v'samachta b'chagecha. Sheyak shenakriv korban shlamin al kol ponim. Over on top of Chagiga. As the pasuk says, "V'zavamta shlamim, v'samachta b'chagecha," and includes everything else—nice clothes, etc., etc. So, what do you see? Says the Rambam, the way Rav Shach understands it, as a chiyuv to another mitzvah, "V'zavamta," Pesachim Kuftes, "V'zavamta shlamim," and Chagiga Dafei, "V'samachta b'chagecha." Toysias is kasha. Take a look in Kuftes. Rabbi Osai, he quotes Toysias kasha. Take a look in Kuftes, please. Kuf Tes Awada. Lo Maisa Kra Tosav Zavachta. The Samachta Bechagecha, the Rashina Mina Bechagiga, the Rabbis call Mina Simcha Sasimcha. Mikan Omi Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Why are you going to two different Sukkim? It's Tosav Kasha. It's Tosav Kasha, Rabbi Osai. Ula Mavua Miyushov. The Chiyav Havas Karbana Shlomim Bizman HaMikdash. Vizavachta Shlomim. Eating b'sar kachim, that's what? V'samachta b'chagecha. And he quotes the Rambam in Perek Vav in Nuchas Yontif. What did he say? Af al pisha simcha amura kani korban shlomim. As we will explain in Nuchas Chagiga. Da-da. What do you see? Chiyuv ha-vars korban shami simcha. Aside from the general simchas haregel, which nedar b'nedavis, chatas v'asham, right? You have to be mafrish shlomim. And they're not yotzi what's called Ramash Bechova, Neder, things of this nature. That's what he says, Pshat. And he quotes a Bechon and Neri. They have this famous, then you have to be Makriv. Again, the shame. Simcha. Why? What's the difference? You're eating meat. Turi Evin has the kasha there in Chagiga. No, he says. You're not yotzi the Chov Harvaz Karbonis Simcha. Sure, you're yotzi the Achilas Besaran. That's for sure good. Ad kan Rav Shach. Then he quotes Yerushalmi that Rav Zolti quoted. Rav Shul ben Levi, I feel him in Makulin against Rav Lozer. It goes to a whole discussion of this inyan. Okay. It goes on, but we're going to have to, I want to finish this in a few minutes, so I want to, it keeps going. This is page after page after page. One more point. So he says as follows. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Nun Dalet, Shetivonu L'smoch B'Regolim, Shenakrev Shlomim, right? U'me'akrovas Shlomim Elu Yomu Noshim Chayavas B'Simcha. The Rambam writes B'Feirish, that the Chiyuv on the Noshim is the Chiyuv of Korban Shlomim, but not the Chiyuv of Simcha Bichlal. What to say for Achinuch? B'Shul HaKrovas Shlomim HaMechazal Noshim Chayavas B'Simcha. Sha'afin chayovas lahavi shalme simcha created a new chiyuv which we never saw before, and it says in kiddushin of lamedalid women are chayiv in simcha, and some say bala mesamcha. That discussion is going on what? Not on the chiyuv of the karbonis. There, women are certainly chayiv like all karbonis. Doesn't matter. It's about geroma. It's irrelevant. Karbon shiny. The Gemara is discussing the mitzvah simchas regel about eating, and there Abaye says isha bala mesamcha. And Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga is talking about the chiyuv of korbanos noshim chayavas besimcha. Simchas regel halacha yudches, which you should have seen, hanoshim kolam begodim etachshitim. It's a chiyuv on the baal. That's what Abaye says. Almona b'shruyatzal mechuyu mitam simcha v'lo mitin stoka. What about stoka? We're talking about the chiyuv of simcha. The Rambam passes like Abaye. Like Abaye. How is the woman over in Baal Ta'acher? That's the Rambam I didn't have a chance to read in Perek Yudal, Halach Yudal, the Ma'aseh Korbanos, on the Ma'aseh Korbanos with the Lecha Mishnah. Because Noshim Achayavos, the Korbanos Simcha. The Korbanos. They have the Chiyuv of Korban, but they don't have the Chiyuv of eating the meat. Ad kind of Abiezer. So what did he do? He created a brand new Chiyuv. He quotes, right? That Tzlach said exactly the same thing. And with this new chiyuv, he answers many kashas. Comes the Chazon Ish, which is printed, Rabbi Osai, only one place that I know about, here, in the last page of Avi Ezri. The last page. He writes as follows. I printed this vart in Tav Shin Gimel, 1943, in Yerushalayim. I got a letter from the Chazon Ish, and therefore I backed out from what I wrote. I backed out? I shouldn't write it. So I backed out. Emunus Chachamim. But then they showed me Rav Baruch Frankel on the Turi Yevon HaChagiga Daf Ches. We asked Akasha, explain the Rambam the way I said. Therefore, I have the right to print it, even though the Chazon Ish said I shouldn't print it. He would be afraid to go into Chazon Ish himself, but once the Baruch Tam said it, we already saw that the Tzlach said it, who came even earlier, so he had to say it. What does the Chazon Ish write to him? Mitzvah Simcha's only Achilas Basel of Hashem. There's no such, forgive the pun, there's no such animal as a chiyuv to be makav a korban shlom. Doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. How does he know that there aren't two mitzvahs of Rav Shach said? Had it been true, ha'adavah mefurash and mefurst in the Mishnah of the Gemara. It's not found. Not in Mishnah, not in Gemara. Mitzvah korban minayin lanu. Where? Doesn't say anywhere. Doesn't say a thing. No one found in Shas. You can't make up your own dinim. Doesn't work. I, the Rambam. He would have said Bar Heitev had he meant the new din. The way with Sharoi, the beer, Sharoshi, and Mitzvah, the Chosev, and Dinel. Shein Noagin, Bam Kimot, Velo Chishuch. He would have said everything out loud. Out loud. Right? They had the brackets. The Yesh Bezem is Shem Bo Yosef. Kimosh Ein Loma, Besarof Daraisa. He's accusing Rav Shach of being over in Baal Tosef. Make up a new mitzvah. Oh my goodness. Did he make up a new mitzvah? Can't make up a new mitzvah. Can you imagine such an accusation against Rav Shach? Made up a new mitzvah. Oh my goodness. Oh boy. Whew. Whew. I, Rabbi Chanan and the Ri. Yeah. Tzorech lachshav b'shas shchita l'kayim b'mitzvah simcha. Zvicha b'shas simcha. L'shem simcha. But you don't have to bring back of your own carbon. I can be yotze. Reuven can be makom the korban, and I shouldn't be yotze. There's no such thing. The Rambam, he never said there's never such a din. I perk alf aloch aleph. If he meant the mitzvah chadash hakrava, which is called shalmei simcha, he didn't mention it. Then he didn't mention achilas basar kodesh klal. Why did he leave it out? And the perek beis aloch yud, he says shalmei simcha, which he mentioned in perek aleph. The mitzvah is only to he cross references himself. Ein b'zeh inyan achir. That's it. Finished. There's no other din. In Perek Beis Aloch Yud, he references back Aleph Aloch Aleph. Those are both in Yom HaMakomos. And since Beis Yud is only eating, Aleph Aleph must also be only eating. There's no such thing. And then he says, look at this lashon. K'shem she'miku machtimei ha'tamud b'ikrei ha'alochos kacha miku v'lshonim v'arichas ha'dvarim l'fei ha'doros ha'boim ha'shekenu midas ha'chochmo midas ha'chachomim v'lo yitochen she'yistu b'dovah she'yev shalohovin v'kol shken she'yomer b'amamer ha'mor v'acheres mi'amachuvim. If Amin misproshim devrayim al tzad ha'omuk hu miteva ha'chochma v'hu muvon ha'mayin avot tzorach li zorah ma'od b'zeh shembonu lahames b'devrayim v'mozim yeser al amida lo nishu edenu klum v'lochein lo yitochen l'forish v'divri ben teima l'bepshuta mishum sholadayit ha'roa ha'ben l'fonav al ha'shulchan shinei al shokul atzli. You guys are going to this thing. Fine. Then he says ha'chidish b'zeh. You have Shach's Chiddush, Yotze Migidrei Lashon Chachamim Marpe. It's not what you're saying. Is not Lashon Chachamim, which is Marpe. Finished. Then he writes his last line. Im ki ein darki lavo b'masa matan im haChachamim. The Rav Chaim didn't write letters to people as a general rule. They never wrote anything. Avo malas kvo toroso harama, who was a fairly young man at the time. This is 1943. Shlita Shah emes. Ov le ma'od, I know you have shach only in the truth. Danti bazel lefneim leman hagdul Torah. If someone else would have written, I wouldn't bother. Ah, nuts! But you have shach, so Rav Shach never printed it again. So he found it in the Baruch Tam. The Baruch Tam said it already. It's not me. It's Tzlach we found. Okay, and Rav Zsolti used it to answer a particular question. But since we have another alternative answer that pays for different sukkahs, so it's no raya from the Baruch Tam. He brought the right answer to Rebbe's Kash. We have a different alternative answer. I'm just pointing out to you what it says. We see from here the most important lesson of the whole day. Avas ha'emes, that Rav Shach wouldn't print it again since the Chazanish told him it wasn't true, even though he wrote a whole long maimer, 2, 3, 4 pages. We found it in Baruch Tam. We saw it in the Tzlach. So Gedolim are going to Chazanish. They don't hold from his old Marocha, so therefore he was able to print it again. I both say we've completed the mitzvah. This is the biggest mitzvah of Simcha. Simcha's HaTorah is the greatest mitzvah. Believe that tomorrow we start Kuf Yud Dalet. That's the next sugya. We'll jump into there. The bottom, Mishnah on the bottom, if you get there before me. The Mishnah on the bottom, not the Mishnah on top. You don't have time for that. It's about Kiddush. I don't have time for that. We're going to start the Mishnah Kuf Yud Dalet on Amud Aleph on the bottom. It's really one long sugya till the next Mishnah, Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph. It's really one long sugya. So we'll have Lina Namar Makomas tomorrow for that sugya. Siyad Nishma. Good. Lina. Okay. Bye, Mordechai. It's weird.